don't wanna be alone. Someone coming at me all the time. You better think I'm in my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Alright. Here we are on CITR 101.9 FM. It is Friday night, if you happen to be listening in the Pacific Standard Time region on the west coast of Canada. This is a music show dedicated to Australian music and Canadian music. You could be listening to this anywhere around the world online on CITR.ca. And we have a website too. AusStrandedRadio.com. If you say you're tuning in right now and you're rushing off, you got to be somewhere, but you want to keep this in the back of your mind, you can listen to the podcast at your leisure. So go to that website, AusStrandedRadio.com, and you've got lots of podcasts there, over 100 from the last year or so, with lots of interviews and great music, old and new. I grew up in Australia, so I like to dig into the past and play a lot of music that I was really unfamiliar of growing up there. I guess I have quite a fascination for older music, and it's wonderful to discover a little interesting bit of music history in the record library. From time to time, I discovered this record called Beyond the Southern Cross. It's a compilation of some pretty edgy Australian independent music from... what period here? I mean, we're looking like the 1978 to 1981. So pretty cool period of Australian music. And here's a selection of tracks by whoever put this out. Marie Ryson and Dave Kitson are the people who wrote on the back of this. So this record probably came out in... here we go. To be more accurate, but the music on this album is between 1979 and 1984. So I'm going to be playing for you a few tracks. In fact, I did a couple of weeks back. I played a lot of tracks from this album. The Triffids were on this. So last week, you would have heard tracks by The Triffids. This week, I'm going to pick two other bands that are on this compilation. First up is Tactics, and then The Clean. Tactics, fairly obscure, but The Clean should be familiar to... real music aficionados as one of the great bands from New Zealand. So they snuck on, a New Zealand band snuck onto this compilation called Beyond the Southern Cross. A compilation of independent recordings from Australia and New Zealand. So that's exciting stuff to discover this in the CITR library is pretty neat. And there's a whole bunch of other bands here that I mean this is a time capsule, and not all the rest of these bands maybe moved on to greater things, but Tactics I was aware of, and so let's play for you a Tactics song. Just a little bit of information first. So they're kind of a post-punk, art-punk band. They were Sydney-based, but formed in Canberra, my hometown, Canberra. They moved to Sydney in 1978, so I dare say they formed in Canberra. What do we got here? 1977 they formed in Canberra. And it says online here that music led to pretty much complete indifference in Canberra. It's quite a small place because it's some fairly challenging music. Frenetic, discordant, and full of unusual rhythms is how it was described at the time. So let's play a couple of tracks by the Tactics. This goes right back to the late 70s from Canberra via Sydney, Australia. This is CITR Radio.
I'm not Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. My name's Matt, and we're kicking it off going right back to 1980 with some pretty frenetic post-punk there. This band is called Tactics, and they formed in Canberra way back in the late 70s and moved to Sydney, where they had a bit more of a loyal following there. Canberra's quite a small place for, you know, for music. With this kind of extreme sound, you need to develop a subculture. And Sydney, of course, was the obvious place for challenging music, and always will be, you know, the biggest cities, like anywhere. So Tactics featured the talents of songwriter and vocalist Dave Studdert. And he's the only constant member throughout the band's history. So one of these pretty much a solo project, really, then. And looking here on Wikipedia, there's a huge list of ex-members, keyboard players, trumpet players, whatnot. So the band was officially together from 77 to, looks like, 89 was its real main period. And then sort of on and off again, all the way up till 2008. It looks like the band reformed to publicize a CD release in 2008, which is interesting. But what you heard there was a track going right back to their first album, called My Houdini. It came out in February 1980, and the track was called National Health. So quite a rarity for you today. And the reason I discovered this band, I'd heard of the name before, but I mean, pretty obscure, like I'd never heard their music before, and I discovered them on this compilation album called Beyond the Southern Cross, a compilation of independent recordings from Australia and New Zealand, which was tucked away right here in the CRTR record library. To be accurate, 08323 is the code in the library for the LP, if you're curious about some fascinating Australian music from the period 79 to 84 is the time period covered by this compilation. And as I said last week, we played the Triffids, which was just wonderful. I mean, the Triffids are a band you really must know if you're a fan of really good music. I mean, the Triffids and the Go-Betweens are kind of the two names that one thinks of when you're thinking of sort of very literate, you know, highly intelligent kind of Australian independent music of the 80s, the Triffids and the Go-Betweens. So that was last week's podcast. And just a reminder again, ozstrandedradio.com is the website. So let's keep going, play another Tactics track. This one now is called The Usual. Then after that, we have The Clean from New Zealand, also on this compilation. This is CITR Radio, another track by The Tactics now. Sorry, not The Tactics, but just Tactics, single word. Some interesting music from way, way back in Australia.
Child who might be playing on the swing or on the line, the hand pushed between the heavy drain and the sudden quiet. I know that nothing in me will fail. My hand will be smooth on the lock. I won't be caught, not by clues. Some detective situation on the stairs. He'll pick up something. The dark, the time, the power.
up against the light. The clock that strikes the silence of the room strikes an hour late.
Station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
I'm not afraid to Hello, this is Rebecca Watson, creator of Skeptic and co-host of the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe podcast, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
To make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe.
Welcome back to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. Another unusual, quite a beautiful track there from Tactics. They're a post-punk band. They were Sydney-based back in the late 70s through to late 80s is when they broke up in the initial run. So that track there was called The Usual, and that was discovered on the Beyond the Silent Cross compilation, a compilation of independent recordings from Australia and New Zealand that is on vinyl here on the CITR Record Library. Really interesting find for me, at least, doing this show. Waiting for me to be discovered. And also on this compilation is The Clean. So I played for you a couple of tracks there by Tactics. Now let's get into The Clean. Of course, a legendary band, very influential indie rock band formed in Dunedin, New Zealand in 1978, and very well regarded as one of the most influential bands to come out on the Flying Nun record label. And I've met so many people here in Canada who, like music lovers, who have heard of Flying Nun, who obviously had their ears to the ground back in the 80s and 90s and knew about that incredible scene there in Dunedin. I'd really like to research a bit more about Flying Nun and, you know, why in particular that part of the world came out with such great music at the time. I mean, there's still a record label, of course, and The Clean are still playing. 1978 till now. Pretty incredible. Featuring the main members were Hamish Kilgore, David Kilgore, and Robert Scott. And that's the current membership of the band. So I'm going to play for you a couple of tracks by The Clean that are on this compilation. Let's start with Billy 2. This is by The Clean from New Zealand. Again, going right back this would be, again, the late 70s. Okay.
Thank you. kind of cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andrew Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues. Live on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. For more info, visit thecityfm.org.
TR Radio, The Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and we're on Twitter too. If you go to OzStranded, at OzStranded, you'll find our Twitter. And, okay, so that was two songs by The Clean from New Zealand, legendary band from the Flying Nun record label. And those two tracks you heard were Billy 2 and Point That Thing Somewhere Else, and two tracks going right back to the early period of that band, late 70s, early 80s period, and found on the compilation Beyond the Southern Cross, a compilation of independent recordings from Australia and New Zealand that I discovered here in the CRTR record library. So we've got about an hour left of the show, and it's going to be pretty much mostly Canadian tracks from here on in. I've got a whole bunch of new Canadian music. There's just so much great stuff at the moment. One show a week is not enough, and so let's get right into it. Let's play a track by The Matinee. They're a local-based Vancouver outfit, and they have an album called We Swore We'd See the Sunrise. I think they're an East Vancouver-based band, and I'm going to play for you a track now called Le Absinthe. And after that, 2 Hours Traffic, a band from out east. And I picked those two bands together for a reason, and I'll tell you why that is after we play the tracks. So first up, The Matinee from Vancouver. Okay, this is Australian Canadian music. This is the Canadian specifically right now.
From what I can recall, I said I love her. Oh, I love her. Then we dipped into the river. Oh, we lay down on the bank. Oh, I think we drank a potion. We sat and watched the bottle as it sank. Oh, it's too late to surrender. Oh,
Say B, Peru. I'll do it.
And that's your final answer?
Yes.
You can buy a new car. You just want
$33,055.78.
To everyone who donated to this year's fund drive, CITR would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped us meet and exceed our goal of $30,000. Your generous donations help us support local artists, businesses, and marginalized voices in the community. Here's to another 75 years of campus and community radio.
You're listening to CITR Radio, wherever you happen to be in the world. You could be listening online at citr.ca. And you heard two Canadian acts from two different parts of this huge big country. First up was The Matinee from Vancouver. You heard a track by The Matinee from their latest record. And that track was called L'Absinthe, as in the alcohol, I think, Absinthe. And then you heard a song called Magic by 2 Hours Traffic. So 2 Hours Traffic are from Prince Edward Island, Charlottetown, lovely little pocket of the world over there. So they're indie rock band from Charlottetown. They're named after a line in the prologue to Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Apparently, Joel Plaskett took them under his wing at some time and helped them with crafting songs, I believe. Anyway, they've since gone on to be one of the sort of more well-known indie bands at the moment in Canada, done a lot of touring and recorded some great power pop songs, including the one you just heard there. And anyway, the reason why I picked those two bands and put them together is that currently on the show, on the team, we have Maya Abbey from Edmonton. She is contributing some reviews, some CD reviews. And I'm amazed that she's been sending one through each week for the past 3 weeks, and really good writing. I'm amazed at how quick and but good quality she's writing these great reviews. And so she's done reviews for both of the albums for these two bands, The Matinee from Vancouver and 2 Hours Traffic from Charlottetown. So both of their latest releases. So you can find those reviews on the show website, ausstrandedradio.com. So Maya I'm very happy that she's contributing. And actually, I should put it out there, anyone else, if you're interested in contributing anything to the show, if you have at the very least any song requests, or if you'd love to do a CD review or a show review, or hey, photos, anything you'd like to add, send an email through there at ausstrandedradio.com. You can find the email address there. It'd be wonderful to hear from you. And thanks again to Maya for contributing these great reviews. So, let's keep going with some Canadian music. All the way to the end of the show, it'll be... I think we're going to stick Canadian this week. So, up next, let's play for you... let's play Jamison Troy. We featured a track from Jamison's latest EP release last week. He's a Vancouver singer-songwriter, currently on tour. Way out. I think he's headed to Canadian Music Week or something, one of those big things happening out in the east. I noticed on Facebook, yeah, there was a drama with a broken down van, which I guess is a rite of passage for many touring bands, but they made it somehow. I'll get the proper story once Jamison's back. We'll try to get him in for an interview. But anyway, this goes out to you, Jamison. Here's another track from your latest EP. For the listeners, the song is called I Still Have Things That Belong to You. This is a song by Jamison Troy.
Still have things that belong to you. the coffee got cold. Wool and mitts more precious than gold. I saw tiny eyes in the leaves, and I felt very small out in my shirt sleeves. I cried wolf, but it was only a
to CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Me, 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 me
This is CITR Radio. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Matt, and wonderful work there from Robin. She is Fistful of Snacks, locally based singer-songwriter here in Vancouver, and music teacher too, I believe. I've seen her play wonderful, and she is playing this weekend on Sunday at the Toast Collective here in Vancouver. So get on down and see Fistful of Snacks. And actually, another a reminder, something you can still do tonight. There's still time. Music at the Hollywood fundraiser. Do Cullen play. Other acts, Bree McDaniel, Blake Harvard, David Axelrod, David Lottie. A lot of musicians playing tonight. Church at the Hollywood Theatre and Kitsilano Neighbourhood House are teaming up to present Music at the Hollywood fundraiser. At evening, where local musicians showcase their latest and greatest tunes, all in support of the community program and services that Kitsilano Neighbourhood House offers to Vancouver's West Side. So that's tonight, 7 till 9:30pm. You still have time to get down there. That's at the Hollywood Theatre, 3123 West Broadway at Balaclava. So one of the musicians playing is Jess Cullen. So let's play for you a song by Jess now. She's actually an Australian expat who lives here in Vancouver. Okay.
You call me a liar, but I swear it's you. We'll be right back.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
212 Productions Limited, The Baker and the Chef, Bang on T-shirts, Bistrude Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Don Levy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattoo, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Speed.
Not long to go now on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Two tracks there from Brave Parents, the brand new project from Shane Turner. He is formerly of Vancouver, of course, of Shane Turner Overdrive, Fanshawe he was a member of too. Now he's based in Toronto, and Brave Parents is his latest project, and you can easily find the Brave Parents Bandcamp online and download the record. You heard two tracks from the debut Brave Parents release, Don't Ask and Party Bag. Great to hear Shane back in action. I know that was he worked quite hard on that record, which he started, I think he started in Vancouver here, recording some of it anyway. We got time for some more new more CanCon. Let's get into a track by Buckman Coates from his album from last year. He is playing this weekend actually in Squamish, if you wanted to get to Squamish and see him playing. Great Vancouver musician, brilliant songwriter. He's done a lot of touring in the last few months out east, and he's back in these parts, and he's playing Squamish. You can find more information at his website, Buckman Co, very easy to find online. Let's play a track called Plot Thick It Grows. We'll choose that one. It's from his release of last year, and the album was called By the Mountain's Feet. Okay, this is Buckman Co.
To a strange guy all day long. It's a steady stream of dangling melodies. It's all that I can do to keep from laughing, making sense of nothing. Is entertaining for some time. He says he's got a roll of film in his heart. Doesn't know how to get that film to fella. It's melting in a dark room, saving moments for another day.
So regular listeners of the show will know that I'm a big fan of Eamon McGrath. He is a native of Edmonton, but currently based in Toronto. I want to play for you a couple of tracks from Eamon McGrath right up now. What you just heard there was Buckman Co., a track from his album of last year. The album was called By the Mountain's Feet, and you heard the song Plot Thick It Grows, and you can catch him in Squamish this weekend, I think tomorrow night at House Sound Brewery. Back to Eamon McGrath. So that's spelled E-A-M-O-M-O. He's incredibly prolific and travels and tours a lot. Anyway, just prior to last year's record Young Canadians, Eamon, he actually recorded a whole bunch of demos that he's put together, and he's put them out now as on an album called Pegasus. They were self-recorded throughout 1 week in the autumn of 2011. He began the session the day Jack Layton died. And he's got here on the website, exclaim, more or less forgot about it and shared it only with close friends for a while, but since rediscovering this collection of songs, I decided I'd let everyone listen. I hold myself up in a living room south of Dundas with my acoustic guitar and a piano that a few friends and I had hoisted up our 13-strong staircase with the fear that we'd be crushed by the enormous weight of the thing at any second. Pegasus was a product of not only death, but also the prospect of it. It's a treat. Let's hear a couple of Eamon McGrath demos, the Pegasus sessions. He sent it through to me personally. I'm really honored that he did that. I'm going to play for you those two tracks now, at least two tracks. The first track is History of Canadian Music. Second track will be Instrument of My Release. Eamon McGrath, wonderful Canadian songwriter.
Howling at nobody through the frost. Tell me, is all hope lost? Torn and withered warriors of an alcoholic age, lives devoted to turning a page. We'll count each other in at the crossroads of our lives, and photographs remember our ex-wives. Sleeping on the moon on Toronto afternoon, harvesting our sorrows with our sighs. Hold on, Canada, it soon will be our time. Here's a song for the kids standing in line. Yellow marks the path of daylight turned to night, staring out the back window of a van. If I'd opened up the door and fallen out of sight, there'd be no one to say it's all part of the plan. Hold on, Canada, we'll kiss you when you're young. When you get old, you stop having any fun. Hold on, Canada, it soon will be our time. There's no shortcuts, no straight lines. There's a pack of wolves outside the door. They're not howling anymore. Scratches on my back, tracks across the floor, headed to the house where I was born. change the locks, fresh coat of paint. They drove the car right into the lake. Brick pedaled on the gas in 30 seconds flat. Man, I can't believe that's all it takes. I saw your picture in a magazine. How'd you end up with a man like me? Someday I'm gonna trade my black holes for memories, an instrument of my release. I'm always looking over my shoulder now, afraid I might see her somehow, tangled up in webs, promises that I forget, that rise up just like bath water in the night. I saw your picture in a magazine. How'd you end up with a man like me? Someday I'm gonna trade my black holes for memories, an instrument of my belief. An instrument of my
amazing stuff there from Eamon McGrath, Toronto-based singer-songwriter, Canadian musician, wonderful guy, and I'd say keep an eye on him because he's been incredibly prolific already at such a young age. He's only in his mid-20s, and that was some demo recordings that he released in 2011, just before he released his official album, Young Canadians, and he didn't really think to release them until just recently. He just set up one day and went, actually these are pretty good. That's wonderful to hear those two Eamon McGrath tracks, A History of Canadian Music and Instrument of My Release, and those are streaming for free actually on the exclaim.ca website. The project is called Pegasus. That's about all we have time for. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. We didn't have any interview today, so we really crammed a lot of music in. I got through some great CanCon. Thanks for listening, everyone. We have the wonderful David Love Jones up next with African Rhythms. This is CRTR Radio. You can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com, on Twitter at ozstranded. And please send me a message either way through Twitter or on the website if you'd like to contribute at all to the show, if you'd like to request a song, or if you have a music review, if you'd like to review a CD, we'll put your name up there on the blog, we'll put it up, put your writing up there. Or just drop me a line, say hi. I want to leave you with a favourite Vancouver band of mine, Aunts and Uncles. Wonderful music featuring Joe on guitars and songwriting duties. This is on the Safe Amp Society compilation of last year. The song is called Fictional. Bye for now. This has been Stranded. Be well. African Rhythms up next.
Yeah.
I will say B, Peru. I'll do it.
And that's your final answer?
Yes.
You could buy a new car. You just want...
$33,055.78.
To everyone who donated to this year's fund drive, CITR would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped us meet and exceed our goal of $30,000. Your generous donations help us support local artists, businesses, and marginalized voices in the community. Here's to another 75 years of campus and community radio.
Hello, this is Rebecca Watson, creator of Skeptic and co-host of the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe podcast, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
To make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe.
De ser hombre y caballero.